I was born in Manhattan, New York, in a section, believe it or not, was called Hell's Kitchen. It was a very tough section. We moved to Brooklyn when I was 12, stayed there until I was 17. I joined the Army. Couldn't wait to leave.
What year was this when you joined?
1963. I went off to another country called Fort Dix, New Jersey. I was going to be definitely an aviation maintenance. And they sent me to aviation school. And that was another country that I'd never been to called Fort Rucker, Alabama, which was for a New York Yankee like me going to the farthest southern part of the world. They couldn't understand me and I couldn't understand them because, you know, we're talking about deep south.
Yeah, so was it hard to adjust when you got to basic?
One thing I do remember, you're talking about 1963. The Civil Rights Act didn't hit until 64. They still were fighting the Civil War in Fort Rucker, Alabama. I had no idea about that. Didn't even know what segregation was. There was a barracks I went to, and there was three sergeants in a room, the sergeant's room, and then an African-American soldier came into the barracks to get his bed, and they got all upset about it. It bothered me. The military changed, thank gosh. So I went, at that point, I stayed for jump school, which was 3 weeks.
Do you remember what it was like the first time?
Yeah. This is an old joke, they say. The first week, they separate the men from the boys. And the second week, they separate the men from the idiots. And the third week, they let the idiots jump. So that's a joke. I do remember to this day. Yeah.
So what happened after you finished with jump school and aviation?
I went to the 101st Airborne Division, which is the most combat-ready, rugged unit in the Army at the time. Well, of course, they had another parachute division, 82nd. It's a tough unit, and I stayed there 2.5 more years. From there, I got out. I was 20, thinking the world was waiting for Randall Aragon. Boy, was I wrong. I was going to try to be an aviation mechanic, and I didn't have a license. You have to have a federal, it's called an A&P license, airframe and powerline. I passed three parts of a 5-part test, but you needed that to really get a good job. I couldn't find a good job, and I decided, because the Army wanted me to re-enlist. I knew that I wanted to go to OCS, Officer Candidate School, and 3 months later, I was in OCS, Officer Candidate School. Finished that as a second lieutenant, started my career as an officer. Back then, you went from second to first after a year, and then you went from first to captain in a year. So 2 years after I was in, I was captain. And what happened was they told me as a first lieutenant, you're going to go to Vietnam. I didn't want to go because, you know, I just didn't believe in the war. You know, it was a mess. But they said, you're going. You know, you no choice. So I ended up going there as a first lieutenant.
What year did you get to?
I got there 68. About 2 months later, I knew I was going to get promoted. I became a company commander. I had 326 soldiers reporting to me at 24. That same night, do you remember the same night I took over command? We got attacked. We got hit by mortar. The Tet Offensive, and they're trying to blow us off the map. My guys did a great job. I didn't lose anybody, thank
God.
That's
great. Talk about returning to the United States. What was it like when you got out?
Well, I was still in the Army.
Oh, you're still in, right.
I came back from my 1 year. Back then, you served a year in Vietnam. And I do remember I was treated very bad. I do remember that. I remember I was trying to get my degree. I wanted to make it a career. And I wore my uniform because I was going to go from school to work. The teacher wouldn't answer when I raised my hand. She acted like she was my age. She wouldn't even look at me. And the students were, you know, when I walked down the hallway, it was like parting the Red Sea. They were looking at me like I had leprosy.
How did you get through that? What was it like to deal with that?
I understood. You know, I spent a year of my life thinking I might be snuffed out any day or lose some of my guys. And here, look at how they're treating me. And, you know, I was there, you know, ordered to be there. But they're making up for it. They've realized they made a mistake, but it was just the world how it was back then.
So you talked about coming back home. When did you finish up in the military? When did you leave?
Okay, I left the Army. I had 12.5 years active duty. I was a captain. Anyway, I went into law enforcement right after I got out. About a month later, the guard called me, a colonel, and he said, you know, we're really impressed with your record, and we're trying to hire people that have got ex-combat experience. And I was selected, stayed another 12 years, you know, retired as a lieutenant colonel, and became a police chief. And I served proudly, and I missed the military. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. It gave me my education. It gave me my college degree, my 4-year degree. I got my master's through the Army. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.